And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint George. We know for sure that Saint George was a soldier and a martyr. Other than that, several other stories have been attached to this famous saint, the best known of which is the Golden Legend. In it, a dragon lived in a lake near Salina, Libya. Whole armies had gone up against the fierce creature and had gone down in painful defeat. The monster ate 2 sheep each day when mutton was scarce. Lots were drawn in local villages and maidens were substituted for sheep. Into this country came St. George. Hearing the story on a day when a princess was to be eaten, he crossed himself, rode to battle against the serpent and killed it with a single blow with his lance. George then gave a magnificent sermon and converted the locals to Christianity. Given a large reward by the king, he distributed to the poor and then rode away. Due to his chivalrous behaviour, devotion to St. George became popular in Europe after the 10th century. In the 15th century, his feast day was a popular and important day, even more important than Christmas in some parts of Europe. Many of his areas of patronage have to do with life as a knight on horseback. He was tortured and beheaded in Palestine in 304, and his feast day is 23rd of April. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to credio.org.au.